And you've probably seen the images of Russian President Vladimir Putin shirtless on horseback, shouldering a hunting rifle, putting on hockey gear to play against former Russian NHL stars. Wow, he always scores. And in those videos of him doing martial arts, bam, those opponents are on their backs on the mat before they know what hit them. And our next guest says, oh yeah, Putin? Fight me, anytime, any place. Benjamin Wittes is a mild-mannered senior fellow and research director in public law at the Brookings Institution. We'll link you to his blog post about his challenge at herenow.org as he joins us from Washington. And Ben, I think I left something out. Anytime, any place.
Where he doesn't have jurisdiction to have me arrested. Yes. You know, everybody he spars with, he does judo with, is somebody who's under his power. And mysteriously, he looks really good in all of those confrontations. And what I'm saying is, suspect it would be a little bit different if the fight took place somewhere where one of the combatants does not have the power to destroy the other combatant's life.
Like outside of Russia.
New York, Kazakhstan. I'll come to him as long as it's not in Russia.
Well, and look, it's not about you wanting to demonstrate that Vladimir Putin is perhaps staging all of these. It's not about really beating him on the mat, although maybe it is, but it's about what?
I think that these displays of sort of hyper-masculinity are, you know, a subject of some mirth abroad, but domestically they're a huge part of his self-presentation. And I think they warrant some examination. You know, why is it that this is somebody who feels the need to present himself this way as a, you know, sort of particularly manly, can do everything at the highest levels kind of guy? Why? Now, he does have a real martial arts background in judo. I don't think he has a real fighting with bears background. And so it's sort of a way of asking the question, why do we let him present himself this way without mockery?
Well, but on the stay with the domestic level, because you say that, you know, he's shown repression of dissidents, grotesque treatment of LGBT community in Russia, that part of this is about, on the domestic front, submission and obedience.
Absolutely. So look, is it a coincidence that this guy produces highly produced videos of himself going into cages with leopards, playing hockey with the NHL greats and scoring, as you note, and throwing great martial artists around the mat? Is it a coincidence that a person who behaves that way treats the LGBT community the way it is being treated in Russia and also, you know, menaces his neighbors? And I said, this is a guy who presents himself as a kind of high school bully and, in fact, behaves like a high school bully. And so my argument is, okay, put up or shut up. You know, I'm not the world's greatest martial artist, but I do have a second degree black belt in Taekwondo, and I practice Aikido as well. I'm sort of less accomplished in that department. And I'm just saying, okay, if you're such a manly man and this is so important to your self-presentation, let's go a couple rounds and see how he does. And my prediction is, if I get the opportunity to do that in a place where he cannot, you know, have me arrested or killed, he will not do that well.
Well, and again, it's because of the more serious questions that you have about what's really going on. You know, the U.S. has historically had a hard time really figuring out the power in this part of the world. We didn't know the Soviet Union was just about to collapse when it did. And you point out that the Brookings has a blog that has a long-running debate about whether Russia is really strong or really weak. And you say, well, one clue is these demonstrations of power that he seems that he has to put out. It's almost like you're comparing them to the Wizard of Oz.
It's an interesting question. Does a strong leader, does a strong country need to have its leader appear shirtless on the back of a horse? Would Winston Churchill have ever needed to do that? I don't think so, right? And I think that there is a one of the things that's interesting about these kinds of displays is that they actually work. And so I've gotten, since I posted my – started tweeting about and then posted my challenge to Putin, I've gotten a lot of responses from people who say, well, wait, what if he fights you and, you know, he wins? Because even people who don't take these displays seriously and you say, are these displays faked? And they say, of course. They still sort of internalize the idea that this is kind of an invincible guy who, you know, wrestles bears. And the repetition of these sort of ludicrous fictions actually affects the way we imagine Vladimir Putin, and it affects the way we imagine Vladimir Putin's Russia. And I think the proper way to deal with that actually is to mock it and to say, wait a minute, you know, if I made a bunch of videos of myself shirtless and wrestling with bears and, you know, competing against the world's best at everything and winning, people would say, what a ridiculous jerk. And that's really the way we should respond when a world leader behaves the same way. And so this is just a kind of lighthearted way of doing that.
Well, it's just so interesting that you say in a very serious way, it may even be – it is affecting geopolitics. The way countries view the strength of Russia is through this prism that we have, these pictures of Putin, and it may be a complete false front.
And by the way, you know, I'm this is not an idea that's original to me. You know, one of the one of Putin's biographers, my Brookings colleague Fiona Hill, has made the argument that you know, these displays are part of a very calculated, from early in his career, effort to show himself as blithely unconscious of risk, of you know, infinitely competent, and willing to take on risks very easily that other countries that other people would not do. So I say to you, is that unrelated to the way he's behaved in Ukraine and the way the world has responded to him in Ukraine? And I think they're intimately related. This is somebody who has presented himself as willing to take risks and where other people would blink. And then in Ukraine does something and the world says, wow, he's willing to take risks where other people would blink and let him get away with it. And there's some significant aspect of showmanship in the way he's behaving. And I'm just saying, let's, you know, look behind the Wizard of Oz's curtain here. Is he really a great martial artist? He's a, you know, he's in his mid-60s. He does not have, I don't think, as president of Russia, has a lot of time to spend, you know, doing martial arts. He was certainly once a serious judo practitioner. But do the videos that he's posted provide any evidence of particular contemporary judo prowess? And if the answer to those questions is no, why do we always respond to him as though there's, you know, some kind of deep, great fighter in him that we then let trickle out into the way we think about his international behavior, rather than saying, you know, this guy's a fraud and he's a good showman. And we should understand some of the things that he's doing internationally as reflective of the same fraudulence and showmanship.
That's Benjamin Wittes, Senior Fellow and Research Director in Public Law at the Brookings Institution. And Ben, I just have this image of Andy Kaufman in a neck brace, the late, great Andy Kaufman, after he challenged someone to a fight. So I hope you fare well if it happens.
I will say this. I think it will never happen. And that's precisely the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
You know, it won't happen. And by the way, if it does, you know, I spar with people who are 20 years younger than I am on a regular basis, and getting my butt kicked in the process is, you know, one of the things that happens when you don't let, you know, you don't demand that your sparring partners take falls for you. And I'm actually 20 years younger than Putin.
There you go. Ben, best of luck to you, and please keep us posted.
Thank you very much.